Welcome to the HMD Radio Show. This week I got new music from Wizards of Firetop Mountain. Got some O'Hara's Hop Adventure, Galaxy Hop Single Hop IPA. Too many hops there. And I've also got some Juggernaut Double IPA. But kicking us off, here is some Graveyard.
Over.
So, I had the maddest of dreams last night. Hence the Nine Inch Nails. Yeah, I was in a Trent Reznor's Nine Inch Nails theme park, which was really bizarre because at first I got a tour of the theme park by Trent himself, and then I just spent the rest of the day wandering around, going back to the beginning and starting again, and all the while thinking, am I supposed to be in work? And then I woke up, and yeah, it was a bit of a fucking mad one. So last week, Filthy Phil Taylor died. Raise our glasses. So as one should, I'm gonna play a little set tribute to Filthy Phil and his amazing drumming. Kicking it off, here's some Overkill. We'll be right back. There you had Acid King and their amazing cover of Motorhead. That's off their album Buzzwords. And then before that you had Motorhead, Please Don't Touch, their duet with Girl School, and Overkill kicking off that one. So yeah, rest in peace, Filthy Phil, you dirty animal. And with that in mind, I'm going to do my first beer review. So I suppose if I was going to do a real tribute, I'd be drinking some Ace Lager or some other piss that he might have drunk. But I'm on O'Hara's Hop Adventure tonight. This is the Galaxy Hop. I did one a few weeks ago. It was the Japanese hop. I can't think of the name of it at the moment. But this one is the Galaxy Hop. It's a single hop India Pale Ale. Comes in at about 5%. And looking at it when you pour it, it's fucking crystal clear. Really light in colour. See right through it. And well filtered. And reading a bit on their side about it, they've pulled back on the specialty grains to allow the hop shine through, as that's what it's all about. And having had a sip of it, it's not overly pungent, and the taste of it is, it's nice and light. It's only, I think, 36 IBUs, so it's not overly bitter. But it's a good, for a single hop, I think it's tasty enough. It's not too thin, and I would say, yeah, it's a good beer. And I think I said about the last one, it's limited edition, and yeah, you can kind of see that. It's not something that I would see being part of their core range. I suppose it's quite simple for that sort of thing, but it is damn tasty, and it's worth having a go at least once. So if you see it out there, where did I pick it up? In Malloy's there in Francis Street. So yeah, give it a shot. Anyway, moving on. So Wizards of Firetop Mountain are releasing an album, and I've got a few songs off it ahead of its official launch, and I'm gonna play two of them anyway. So first one up is Chase the Devil. Fire and Stone and Chase the Devil, two tracks there from the new Wizards of Firetop Mountain. Their launch is on in the Bellabar on the 27th, which is Friday week, I think it is. So I'll play a few more tracks by them off the new album next week. So what am I gonna play next? What'll I play? Yeah, bit of fucking Eagles of Death Metal after all the shit from last week. So what'll I play? Yeah, here is Chase the Devil, which from the video I saw was the song they were playing when all the fucking shit happened. So here they are.
Oh, woman shot down in the street and died just because of the system. Woman on the head and cried. Comforted her, I was passing by, and I saw the woman cry. And she cried, oh, 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 oh,
Johnny Was by SLF off their album Flammable Material. And then before that was Eagles of Death Metal, Chase the Devil. Both bands linked. SLF were due to play in Paris this week, and all the other bands cancelling and having their gigs cancelled, SLF, along with the promoter, decided to go ahead with the gig because Jake Burns, his statement stated that during the 80s and the 70s up in Belfast, loads of bands cancelled their gigs, so they missed out on seeing loads of bands because of the troubles. So they didn't want that to happen to the people of Paris, so fair play. And yeah, that's that. So moving on to our next beer, it's a Spanish beer. Edge Brewing are the company, and they're brewing American style beers in Barcelona. This one is called Juggernaut. It's a double IPA, knocking in at 9.2%. It's the blurb on the side of the bottle is great. Join the procession and sacrifice your tongue under the wheels of a juggernaut. This merciless double IPA will reward your devotion with unstoppable hop character. Deadly. So, pouring it out, it's a dark amber colour, nice head, and it's a real sort of pine-needly smell, and then when you taste it, it's fucking full of flavour. It's kind of got really good strong hop character, that pine-needly sort of, yeah, you know what I mean. And it's got a malty backbone, so that sort of malty flavour comes through as well, so it's not overly hoppy. It's a good balance between the two, but it's not overly bitter. Well, it doesn't taste overly bitter. It says it's 92 IBUs, which I would have thought would have had me face imploding with bitterness. But it's not. It's very well balanced between the malt and the hop. And yeah, I don't know, where did I get this? I got that in Malloy's as well tonight. I've never seen it before, so I don't know whether it's they're getting a new line of Spanish beers in, because that Napper stuff is I think that's Spanish as well, and they had some. They have a good selection of them as well. So maybe Spain is the new place for IPAs. I wonder if they have the right climate for the hops. That's probably a bit dry. But anyway, time for some more new shooting guns. This is another one off the split with Zoom, the Himalaya to Mesopotamia, and this is Dirty Needle. Dirty Needle by Shooting Guns there. So, we're at the end of the show. Well, time for one more song. So, if you want to get in touch, you can email hmd@radioactiveinternational.org or on Twitter at @hmdontheradio or on Facebook, the HMD Radio Show. So, hope you've enjoyed tonight's selection of tunes, and you may go out and try one or two of the beers. Actually, both of them were decent enough. I definitely go with the Juggernaut as the winner of tonight's showdown. So, until next week, stay tuned for This Show Rocks on Radioactive, or if you're listening on Grip of Delusion, stay tuned for the Wicked Lady Show. Talk to you next week. Gonna leave you with some Savannah. This is off their album Deep Shades, Painful Illusion.